The climate is changing. So are we. I'm Laura Lynch, and I host What on Earth? That's CBC's Climate Solutions podcast. Twice a week, we take you around the world to find the people who are trying to build a better future for all of us. We explore indigenous science, new technologies. We talk openly about mental health and climate anxiety. We also take your smart questions all the time. Come find What on Earth wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Mike Miles. Taking attendance at schools across the country looks different these days. More and more Canadian students aren't showing up for class. New numbers gathered by CBC News paint a picture of chronic absenteeism. Investigative reporter Tyra Carman has more.
New data compiled by CBC found children across the country are missing a lot more school than they were pre-pandemic. In at least six districts, the rate of absence or chronic absence more than doubled. In Newfoundland and Labrador, as well as in parts of New Brunswick, more than half of high school students are chronically absent, meaning they're missing more than 10% of the school year.
There's just been this normalization of school attendance problems.
Maria Rogers is a child psychologist and Canada Research Chair in Child Mental Health and Well-being at Carleton University.
Once we get past that 10% rate, we start to see more adverse outcomes for kids, both academically and socially.
Illness is one factor keeping kids away, but so are things like bullying, poverty, and mental health. Rogers says the interruption of school during the pandemic was especially hard on kids with mental health challenges and learning disabilities. Tara Carman, CBC News, Vancouver.
The RCMP has released its response to the public inquiry into the 2020 mass shooting in Portapique, Nova Scotia. The inquiry made 130 recommendations to improve public safety. Assistant Commissioner Dennis Daly of the RCMP says the force is working on a number of improvements.
Key changes in critical incident response, public communications, situational awareness, intimate partner violence, and employee wellness. All topics addressed in the Mass Casualties Commission's final report.
The RCMP's response comes 3 months later than promised and almost a year after the public inquiry released its final report. The inquiry investigated the worst mass shooting in modern Canadian history. The shooting spanned 13 hours, 16 different locations, and claimed 22 lives. New Brunswick's public safety minister is defending plans for new legislation to force people with severe addictions into treatment. Chris Austin says the measure won't be arbitrary and medical officials will have the final say on whether someone on the street needs to be treated against their will. He said the law will only apply to the most severe cases of addiction.
Going to a treatment center voluntarily always is better than involuntary, but when you have people that are at the absolutely bottom of their lives in addiction and incoherent most of the time, we have a responsibility as a society to help those people and to try to get them into a treatment facility.
The government promised the bill last fall. Premier Blaine Higgs brought it up this week following the deaths of two people in a fire at a tent encampment in St. John. But the health minister acknowledged it's not clear the bill would have avoided those deaths. The urban wildlife we share our cities with could be drastically changing in the coming years, according to new Canadian research. A warmer climate could have cities lose some friendly animal neighbors and gain more unwanted pests, Emily Chung explains.
As our cities get warmer, some familiar neighbors are moving out and new creatures are moving in, which got Toronto ecologist Alessandro Filizzola asking.
Could we see situations like the Toronto Blue Jay losing the Blue Jay?
His research into that was published in the scientific journal PLOS ONE today, looking not just at the Blue Jay, but 2,000 kinds of animals in 60 cities across North America, modeling where they could live in the climate we could expect by the year 2100.
Even with the lower greenhouse gas emission scenario that I was proposing, there would still be actually quite a fair bit amount of change.
We're going to gain species that humans don't want to gain.
Like disease-carrying ticks and mosquitoes. Colleen St. Clair is a biology professor at the University of Alberta.
I think we need to get much more prepared for the spread of zoonotic diseases.
Emily Chung, CBC News, Toronto.
And that is The World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Mike Miles.